Hello, everyone. I shared in my newsletter the other day the energy for the full moon and for Uranus stationing direct, the full moon on the 25th and Uranus direct on January 27th. And there's so much that came through for that, and the energy is still so strong and powerful. I'm going to read this post to you now. Full moon and Uranus shift, courageously opening the doors to freedom, creativity, and purpose. Pluto is now in Aquarius, entering with the Sun on January the 20th. This is a new era, the divine power of free will, the liberated mind, and the unified heart. I'm going to share that post very soon, but for now, we are still in the full moon's energy. This full moon on January 25th is at 5 degrees 15 minutes Leo in the constellation of Cancer, opposite the Sun and Pluto together, joined in Aquarius. This is fire water amidst lightning. It's very, very powerful. This full moon is a beautiful one. It brings powerful support and courage to break free from any and all limitations, to follow your heart and release ties to the past and the old life. This is a reconnection and plugging in to the power of your true source self. Your greatest gifts, inspiration, joy, fun, laughter, lightness, boldness, excitement, and pleasure of expression, the pleasure of your being, the pleasure of your presence, in all of the wondrous ways that you are. What you are here to bring forth requires your confidence in being uniquely you, and listening to and trusting your heart without doubt. Faith and belief in yourself brings the spotlight to you because you matter. Your desired experience is important, and you are important in the creation of this world. Shining without apology, feeling good in your own light, being in your own experience, acknowledging that each has the right to shine as brightly. Humility is not contracting oneself, but recognizing all as equal. Without permission, praise, or external validation, move forward ever deeper into your own light. Your worthiness already is. The fire and water is a blend of Leo with the Cancer constellation, and the lightning is courtesy of the Uranus shift. Mercury and Mars tightly conjoined trine Uranus as it stations direct on the 27th, and trine Jupiter, also squaring the lunar nodes, translates to helping new supportive connections coming together at an accelerated rate, very fast forward movement toward higher purpose and soul's unique expression and greater light. It is divine time for new collaborations within love, with open mind and open heart, to bring in even higher light. This brings many new opportunities. Ask for what you need. Share your vision, passion, strengths, skills, mastery to build together. Uranus shifting, along with many other aspects on the 27th, brings out great physical change within the earth and within lives, individually, collectively, and globally. It is massively electric, with surprising and unexpected shifts, power surges or blackouts for realignment and nervous system recalibration. Breakthroughs and insights, revelations, instant knowings and understandings, very high and clear vision. The omnidirectional crown expands and flowers with deeper integration in the body. Relocations across the world are likely as crystalline grids enlighten, strengthen, and activate, and we are called to connect, collaborate, and live with others for higher purpose and service and expansion. Divine love deepens, divine knowing instills. Mercury and Mars conjoined trine Uranus will assist with the major movement and harmonious flow in the physical, taking care of logistics as focus is stabilized within the heart. Continued trust and faith that things are falling into place and coming together, whether or not that is evident in the external. Take action within inner knowing. In higher aspect to Saturn, this is assured stability, prosperity, and upliftment, which you can truly build on. I see lots of masculines who are swiftly redirecting their lives in service to their higher purpose, which they may not be even aware of yet, but they are closing out unfulfilling situations so they can redirect their energy more efficiently, choosing their heart and deeper value of themselves. Mental capacity expands. Higher consciousness flows at great speed, pulsing into the body. Uranus awakens the energy and light within the earth in a new way. Ancient crystals activate and generate power in pure alignment, with new transmissions of information, with exactitude. Connections and telepathy with these crystals, with crystalline consciousness, is more possible now, as we live more within our plasmic and light bodies, the crystalline body forming. What truths and knowings can we remember now, as we connect with the land and earthen layers through to the crystalline core? The elven, animal, and elemental kingdom merges more here now. There is so much to become aware of now. Visions, communication, and experiences to be had. Connections with higher aspects of self open. High frequencies and tones within the ears will expand into new cosmic symphonies with messages. The Sun quintile, the North Node, and Chiron shifts us out of the box into a new paradigm. The Moon square Jupiter, trine Neptune, allows our biggest dreams flow, unfold, and come true, feeling it as real, with joy and exhilaration, as tangible new progress is made and paths open. Deep, as yet unaccessed, aspects of the feminine unified. Heart wholeness felt deeper, thorough. The fires of creativity, ancient creative power, manifestation, magician, kundalini and kundare currents increase. The power is now returned to those aligned with pure heart and pure thought, feeling, focus, intention, and action. The ruby Ankh body is set. There are Ankh bodies in every color. In the constellation of Cancer, this is dissolution, deeply emotional releasing, clearing everything out that is not love, purifying the ego, undoing restrictions on natural expression, undoing childhood programming, learned performing for parents and others. This is returning to your inner child self. Deep heart opening and expansion through this change, with new higher heart opening. A message that came through from January 24th may support you here now. As the Moon was building in Cancer, streaming serious energy, we build to the full moon on the 25th to feel fully supported, safe, secure, bountiful, expansive within the self, the home, and at ease in the world. The fullest love from the Divine Mother, the fullest support from the Divine Father. Sirius and Regulus merging forces, throat and heart for higher heart expression and restoration, integration, revitalization, and expansion of our divine blueprint. Venus in Capricorn for deeper worthiness and infusion of love into connections and bonds, flowing into all action we take in our realignment and restructuring. This is an energized brightening of the soul, the plume surfacing, revealing as both feather and flame. in oneness, love, wholeness, sanctity, truly home. The full moon is conjoined with asteroid Varuna, the cosmic power of divine justice, the waters and oceans of the sky and heavens, the structuring of the primordial cosmos. This is primordial Neptune with Uranus attributes. This is the structure of remembering, the remembering of structure, and expansion of the structure of remembering. Deep in the unconscious and preconscious realm, this is connected to the yod aspect that this moon makes with Venus now in Capricorn and Saturn trined with Neptune. The unified field expands for greater access, awareness, and understanding, allowing forerunners and wayshowers to work more consciously together in the higher fields of form and structure, the pre-matter and pre-conscious. The dream field awareness and possibilities open for new connection and collaboration. Feminine structure and form materializes. Comfort, stretching, expansion, unfolding, unfurling as a fern, supported from above and below as the one, from within, a pure state of isness, eternal. Feel yourself stretching and becoming more of you. The gladness and bounty is for all to enjoy, the energy that brings smiles to all faces. The age of Aquarius energy influx and transition is now. Aldebaran rising in the east and Taurus at the west, with part of fortune on the horizon, amplifies luck, good fortune, prosperity, perfect alignments, and miracles within truth. Venus in Capricorn ensures higher stabilization and support of the divine feminine, valuing within and without. Emotional investments are highlighted now and firmed up. Infusion and integration of love and heart into work. Mars square Chiron can be a crisis of purpose for the masculine, desire and drive for something more meaningful. This can exacerbate previous pain and wounding, shedding light on what needs to heal, what's been ignored or rejected or unacknowledged or avoided that needs to be sat with, seen, and felt through, released and integrated. For divine masculines moving into higher purpose, there will be a swift, significant shift and up-leveling into accelerated healing and readiness to join and partner with his divine feminine. An upliftment of the heart, a massive heart awakening, expansion, and integrating for courage to share feeling and desires, dreams, goals, creation, vision together. Ushering these partnerships into deeper love, soul harmonization, and new earth leadership. A big shift made toward moving and living a healed life with purpose, work integrated here, in alignment now with higher consciousness. Pluto in each's natal chart configuration is opening up immense power now. Pluto itself freed and expanding. I'll share more on this soon. There is a message from January 21st that came in that is very significant that I will read now. There were major activations on this day, which came in as follows. Major activations and expansion in this now. Crystalline codices opening, divine mind access, cosmic knowledge, soul origin, new collaboration, new architecture, sacred geometry, abundance, growth, raw primal sound, weaving with new earth grid activations, higher light flooding the outer layers of plasma and light body, with unprecedented acceleration and strength. Momentum gains. Ground and come back to the body as needed. Much rest and sleep for this profound integration. Sun-Pluto merge in Aquarius has changed everything. All ahead of the Uranus shift, stationing direct on the 27th, which will increase, enlighten, and amplify the octaves and harmonics of light available. Listen within and follow insights and revelations as much can be gained within, as opportunity presents itself within zero point, which sustains and pervades as the all. The physical body changing and molding now with the DNA expansion and merging of one's spherical multidimensional fields, digestion reorganizing, and nutrients, needs, and matter shift. The energy of fertility moving throughout the bodies. The womb and voice incorporating and integrating new pure sound and form to support this sound, for this builds new form and manifests new worlds and galaxies. Divine structures and houses in their pristine state. Mercury square Chiron is healing the perception of being locked out of heaven. Let nothing keep us apart. Karmic spells are over. The golden dragons come forward to assist in the expansion of your light and radiant truth and uniqueness of your self-expression on brand new levels. Joyful song, sacred song, brings people into their hearts, in their bodies, safe in being. Everyone deserves their heaven. Tears released with embraces and reunions. Feel the expansive love, acceptance, pleasure, joy, here now. Now is the time to courageously free yourself and let yourself into heaven. There are no conditions, nothing you need to be. The doors are open. Close your eyes and imagine. Within infinite love, and that's what came through for that energy update in the newsletter. All planets are now direct. We have a grand trine in Earth today with the Virgo moon, Mars and Mercury exactly conjunct, and Uranus just direct. So it's very powerful and activating. There are mental and vocal changes. Mercury is trine Uranus for new expression and consciousness revealing. So a lot coming through the throat and the higher heart. The action and flow is shifting on a very physical level. The layers of the earth are shifting as well. This trine is very fast-paced movement and very high level of productivity, but it's very important to move slowly and consciously. Don't rush, push, or force. Significant change occurs now as everything falls into place. Manifestation is receiving in appreciation, not doing. We are at a collective zero point. Use your free will to make very new decisions, imagine new possibilities, behave and take action in brand new ways. Powerful creative forces return now. Choose new. Insights and inner knowings are profound now and they will increase. So quiet and stillness with intention to connect with your inner source and greater soul self connects you to your power and to the stream of information. Commitments and emotional investments and meaningful partnerships are also a focus now with the moon approaching Juno. And a beautiful Venus trine Jupiter today is very, very exciting and magical as well. Please do prioritize your peace and calm. Stay centered in your own alignment and connected to your heart. If you would like a personal reading, you can book with me on my website. It's jenniferalexander.net. I'm sending everyone so much love.